भगवद गीता 1.26 तत्रा पश्यत पितान पार्थ पितृनथ पिता महान आचार्यान मातुलान भ्रातृन पुत्रान पौत्रान सखींस्तथा शुशुरान सुहृदश्चैव सेनयोरुभयोरपि। कृष्णा इज टेकन अर्जुनस चैरियट इन मिड बिटवीन टू आर्मीज एंड हैज आस्क्ड अर्जुन सी पार्थ पश्यतान एज वाज सेड इन द प्रीवियस वर्स। सो नाउ तत्र आपश्यत, सो कृष्णा अर्जुन इज सीन एंड व्हाट डज ही सी ओवर देयर? पितान पार्थ, ही सीज अ होल वैरायटी ऑफ रिलेटिव्स फ्रॉम वेरियस जनरेशंस एंड दिस एक्चुअली दिस विजन ऑफ अर्जुना ड्राइव्स होम इररिवर्सिबली अनडिनायबली हार्ट व्रेंचिंगली the reality that this is really a brutal fratricidal war in which many relatives over many generations are going to fight with each other. So pitran atha pitamaha, so pitamaha normally refers to Bhishma, it can also refer to Bhishma over here, but then Bhishma has already been referred to in the previous verse. So, Bhishma Drona Pramukhtaha came over there. It can refer to Bhishma and it can also refer to Somadatta. So, there were actually three generations elder to Arjuna who were fighting. It was Balhika, his son was Somadatta and his son was Bhurishrava. And all three were, so Bhurishrava was actually in the generation of Arjuna's father. And this Balhika was actually the elder brother of Shantanu. And although he was the crown prince, he decided to devote his life to try to expand the Kuru Dayana kingdom by conquering Balhika. So that is what is even present in modern-day Afghanistan. And he was so caught up in that campaign that he felt that he would not be able to do the royal responsibility of administering the whole kingdom. And that's why Shantanu became the king. So he was actually, in one sense, older than the Pitamaha also. Because Bhishma is the Pitamaha, the grandfather, is the son of Shantanu. Whereas Balhika was the uncle of Shantanu. Elder brother of Shantanu and uncle of Bhishma. So he was one generation older than even Bhishma. So we could say not just a grandfather, but great-grandfather. So they are generically referred to as Pitamaha over there. So in Bhishma's generation, there was also the son of Balhika who was named Somadatta. So he also comes in the category of grandfather, Pitamaha. So both son and father, Somadatta and Balhika are Pitamaha. And Pitran, in that generation, of course, his father is not there. Pandu has passed away long ago, and the Kaurava's father, Dhritarashtra, being blind, is not there in the fight. So, Pitran doesn't refer to any father directly. It refers to those in the father's generation. So, there is Bhurishrava. So, Bhurishrava is the son of Somadatta, the grandson of Balhika, and he is one of the commanders in the Kaurava army, one of the 11 commanders of Dakshahunis. So actually, Balhika was killed by Bhima, and Somadatta and Bhurishrava were killed by Satyaki. Somadatta was killed by Satyaki in a one-to-one combat, and while Bhurishrava was wounded, Bhurishrava, while he was attacking and killing an unarmed, wounded, fallen, unconscious Satyaki. His arm was lopped off with an arrow by Arjuna. And then when Murishrava went into a mystic trance, at that time Satyaki came to consciousness and killed him. So the way Murishrava tried to kill Satyaki while unarmed and unconscious, that is the way he ended up being killed by Satyaki. So the point is Pitrinatha Pitamahan. And then there are also Acharyan, Matulan, Bhratran. So Acharyan can refer to Drona, but it can also refer to Kripa. Drona is mentioned Bhishma, Drona, Pramukta. So here the emphasis is on Kripa, who is also a teacher. Both of them used to teach the Pandavas, although of course Drona was the most prominent teacher. Kripa was like assistant teacher. And in Matulan, Matulan refers to maternal uncles. There were two over there. On the Pandava side, there was both were on the Kaurava side. One was directly related to the Pandavas and the other was indirectly related through the Kauravas. So Shalya had intended to come on the Pandava side, but Duryodhana tricked him by offering such hospitality that Shalya became very pleased and said that whoever is offered such hospitality, I will give my life to him. And Duryodhana appeared over there and he said, oh, it is I who arranged these arrangements. So please fight on my behalf. And Shalya realized he had been tricked, but he had given his word and he was bound by his word. So Shalya was the brother of Madri, who was the stepmother of Arjuna, is the mother of Nakula and Sahadev. So being her brother, Shalya was like a maternal uncle for Arjuna. And similarly, on the other side, a mother-like figure for him was Gandhari. She was in that generation of a mother, and her brother was Shakuni. So Matulan refers to Shakuni. Then Bhratran, brothers of course refer to all the 100 Kauravas are there and the 5 Pandavas are there. So he can see the brothers about to fight. Putran refers to, now on the Kaurava side there is Duryodhana has married and he's got a son Lakshmana. And significantly by that time Lakshmana had also married and he also had sons. Putran, Pautran. And then Sakhim Tatha. So Akhims refers to friends. So who were these friends? There are two similar words here, Sakhims, and then the next line there is Surudash. So Sakhims means those who were not exactly friends but contemporaries. So intimacy of friendship is conveyed by Suhruda, those who were actually his well-wishers. Sakhims were people like Jayadrath and Ashwatthama, whoever is contemporaries in age as well as in education. You know, both of them had also been educated in Drona's Gurukul and they had become some nominal level of friends. Then Swashuran refers to fathers-in-law, Sasur, as it is said in Hindi, Swashuran. So this refers to Drupada. Now Baldev Vidyabhushan emphasizes, the last line is Senayor Ubhayorapi. So he is referring not just to the opponents he is seeing on the opposite side, but he is also seeing those on his side. Because Arjuna's primary concern is not just to assess the strength of his opponents, that he has already assessed, but he wants to see the reality of the brutal war that is going to take place. So he sees on his side, his father-in-law, Drupada is there. Now, Subhadra's father Vasudev did not fight because the Yadavas decided to be neutral following what Balaram did. And so Shashuran, so one of his wives, her father was there, Draupadi's father Draupada was there. And then there is, of course, Virat. Virat is not exactly his father-in-law, he's actually his son's father-in-law. Abhimanyu was married to Uttara, and Uttara's father was Virata. So that kind of relationship is also there, although not exactly the same way. And Surudashchaiva. Surudha means well-wishers. So actually this refers to Krutavarma. Krutavarma and Arjuna were close friends. Krutavarma was Yadava commander. In fact, he was the commander of the Yadava army. And when the Yadava army was given to the Kauravas by Krishna, at that time Duryodhana also requested the Yadava commander to Krutavarma to come on his side. And although Krutavarma knew that the Pandavas' cause was virtuous, but as a commander, after being requested by Duryodhana, and because his army had been handed over to the Kauravas, so he had to fight on that side. So Surudas, he knew that they were well-wishers. Krutavarma did not actually wish any harm to the Pandavas. So he sees all of them, Senayor Ubhayorapi. So in this way, we see that actually this was a brutal war in which relatives over many generations were going to fight, and that this reality will sink into Arjuna and that will overwhelm him emotionally. And how he becomes overwhelmed is depicted in the subsequent verses. Thank you.